Joined today by City Administrator Bill Scare. Good to have you in.
Thank you. Good morning.
Getting ready to wrap up our 23-24 fiscal year.
We are.
Our fiscal year 24, we call it. Fiscal year 25 coming up.
Right.
So one of the things that happens about this time for every year, you take a look back, goals that the council set. And remember, folks, when we talk about goals that they set, these are done like a year and a half ago.
Right.
So for the year or the year that just completed, it was what, December of 2022, actually.
Yes.
When they put those things together. So how'd they do? How have we done? Made pretty good progress.
Yeah,
I know you give them updates.
They wanted some changes to the ball fields or the soccer that was done. And the main thing I covered was because it's always the number one goal is nuisance abatement and demolitions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave them the numbers for the nuisance part that our CSO does. And then we did something a little different on the demos side. You know, as you know, we've talked about before, we try when we demo a house and we get it through the courts and the city owns it, we like to work with a contractor and or developer and see if we can put a new structure on there. So I brought to them, I think they're about 8 or 9 photos of new homes that are on these lots that we demoed. So, you know, that's our goal. That's what we like to do. I think it improves the neighborhood and gets back on the tax rolls and things. So
homes that were built in are already people living in them.
Yes.
So
right, new homes for people. Yeah. excuse me, in established neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So that's always good to revitalize those neighborhoods, and I think staff does a great job on this, and I think we've been successful, and we'll continue to do what we're doing.
And that's one of those things. A long time ago, they pretty much got into the regular routine of let's keep our money for nuisance abatements, and because it does help those neighborhoods when neighbors come in with complaints, and that's mm-hmm. usually what happens.
Right.
And you need something to be able to go forward with. You got to have some dollars to be able to do it.
Right. And the aggressive demo program really started back in 2013. Luke was here, obviously, in my position mm-hmm. now, and I was over at the PD, and that was that program then was given to me to look at, and so we took it, and I'm really pleased with it. I think we've done some good things. As well, we've taken down some larger buildings as well. Mm-hmm. One thing it points to is the Old Garfield School.
Yeah.
There's 6 houses up now. I think a new one's going up.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope to get that project completed. There's been some delays in that project and some roadblocks, but we're still working on that and trying to get those 8 houses. Another example is on West 2nd, the old trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
There are now 17 homes where that trailer park used to be.
And I think they're getting pretty close to getting done with all
they
of the things.
They are. They started 3, I know, to finish the 17. And I think one sold already if there's a sign up. So that's just 2 specs, I'm assuming, that they'll try to sell this summer.
So it's been successful.
When you've been doing that.
Now, obviously, you're always going to have people because they'll complain, well, so-and-so didn't do anything. Not every house gets torn down. Some people try to work with the city to do some retrofitting.
Right.
And try to get that done.
Right. We worked with some owners of some homes that needed some help. And, you know, we have that grant program now mm-hmm. that Brenda through Ames Regional Alliance.
Yeah, you got that now?
It takes care of, and that's been successful. There's been some very happy people with that on grants that they've got to help. So we have a lot of different things in our bag of tools that we're working to try to improve homes. And one thing to notice, we've noticed, is in those neighborhoods where we've done those demos and we've put up those new houses, other people are voluntarily fixing up their own
mm-hmm.
and making them look better, which is good because that's hopefully contagious and it improves the neighborhoods, and that's really the goal.
One thing that we do know is you do have part of the new process that's coming through, and you do have other programs that are available, but Elite Construction is going to acquire a couple of properties and do demolition. I know you're going to work with them on that.
We are. Actually, that goes back to the Economic Development Committee meeting we had June 3rd,
yeah.
I believe. That was, if you remember, that was a really full agenda. And so we had four different projects that we talked about at that one. Elite was part of that with their, and they're new to working with us. Mm-hmm. We certainly welcome them and appreciate them working with us. And so there were four projects. There are a total of six from just the city of Boone for workforce house tax credits applications that we submitted. And Elite was one of them for two homes on Green Street that they're going to demo and then put new family homes there, which is part of what we want to do. It fits right in with what we've been doing in the past. So that application was sent in. I think we'll hear on all these applications probably in mm-hmm. September.
Okay.
To see if they get the tax credits, which helps them, obviously,
sure.
and to put up those homes. And then the other ones we had was Perry Place. That's the project that's going out on South Marshall across from McDonald's. We've rezoned that land to C3. Mm-hmm. There will be the application that was put in for Perry Place was for 23 homes for the tax application. But when that project's done, there'll be 46.
Mm-hmm.
Eight apartments in each building, and then 22 townhomes, plus two retail spots.
That's a Hunsucker development.
Hunsucker, so, exactly right. The name of it is Perry Place LLC, and so we're working with them on that, and they hope to break ground sometime this fall to start at least getting mm-hmm. the infrastructure in for that project. So there's a grant application put in for that. And then the other two were Lincoln Flats, and Page.
Yep.
So as we know, those are two schools that have been closed, and this school worked with the company Capstone
mm-hmm.
to retro or redo those buildings into apartment for people to rent. Now, these are market rate apartments.
I want to emphasize that,
market rate apartments. I think there were 24 units going to be in Lincoln Flats, and then Page Flats is 28. I don't think that both those will get funded this year. We're hoping one of them will, and then mm-hmm. we'll wait a year. And so whichever one gets funded, I think they'll start that process. There were matches, you know, from the city because it's
sure.
state grants. There are always matches. The matches for Lincoln, I think, was $24,000. The match for Page was 28. Now, how this works is, so we're in for that amount of money for the tax credits. We will get that money back. We'll have a development agreement with each of those. And because they're a nonprofit doing this, or they're set up as a nonprofit, the development agreement will state that they'll pay the city $28,000 each year, or for Page or Lincoln, it would be 24. So it's $1,000 per apartment per year to pay for services and things like that. So we'll get that money back mm-hmm. in a year.
So again,
a little more than a year.
This is all part of the work that goes into these development agreements.
Yes.
We still have Kading getting ready. I know they've got equipment out there to begin doing their earth work.
They have, and they've had equipment out there for a little while. My understanding is the amount of rain that we've had and everything has kind of prevented them a little bit. There is tax credit application put in for them as well. That's mm-hmm. going to be 128 units. We hope to see dirt moving out there pretty quickly. With any construction project, weather plays a big part in it, unfortunately. And when you have a lot of rain like we've had, then trying to do earthwork and things, you know, it takes time. It's got to dry out. So we hope they'll start. And the same with Perry Place. You know, we hope that in the fall when they really want to start moving dirt, that they'll be able to do that.
Villas at Fox Point.
Yes.
Gonna have a ribbon cutting.
Yes.
And looking forward to that again for Brian, you've worked with him for a couple of different projects over the years, but it is one of those where we've already have some people living out there, already moved in, and they're not done. They've still got the senior housing that they're finishing up.
Correct.
I think, triplexes.
Right. And so they're working on both those projects out there simultaneously. They have some people placed in the housing, I think on the far north side.
Yeah.
And then we have issued, I believe, the certificate of occupancy for the west side as well. So I know they're working to get people in there. I don't think there'll be any issue. They're going to fill that place, you know, once it's open. Mm-hmm. They're working on the senior part of it as well and putting those up. And they'll continue to work through the summer and try to get those completed. This, you mentioned the ribbon cutting. That's at 4 o'clock today. We'll have a little event out there. We'll have a crowd there. Debbie Durham from the director of Iowa Finance Authority and the Economic Development Commission. She'll be up here as well. We welcome her, and we're glad that she can make it.
It's a better day than yesterday.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
It will be a better day than yesterday.
No. It's pretty good. Which, by the way, that brings up Public Safety Committee. One of the things that they have on there is talking about a pedestrian availability crossing 22nd Street. That is going to be a bit of a – I mean, it's one of those things that you wasn't totally forgotten. We knew there were things that would have to be addressed. A lot of it was going to be just how things come together out there and what can we do to take care of that situation.
Correct. And we've had some conversations with Brian and Joe Marone, the developers on this. And they actually have sent out they have a letter in their packet for the people that they're renting to about bikes and walking and everything. They have mm-hmm. the path, you know, the concrete path.
They're
going to
have
there.
Their pathway and right. stuff out there. Yeah.
So we're working, Waylon and Chief Weeble have been working on a plan on to get pedestrians across 22nd Street. And we're going to present that plan to the Public Safety Committee tonight and at 4:30 mm-hmm. and get their blessing or if they want some changes. Or I think we'll probably... Hopefully, we'll go forward with that plan. It's a good short-term thing. I think long-term, we'll probably look at some other things out there. But this will be a good plan, hooking up with their concrete pathway that they have, a sidewalk, you know, in an effort to get people safely across 22nd Street. So we'll discuss that tonight at Public Safety.
It's not that it was not thought of in the beginning. It's just a matter of let's get it done there.
And so right.
It did take them a while to get to this point, but once they started building out there, it's been like 24/7.
It has been. And we're talking about a $19 million project. That's a lot of buildings, you know, that they have to put up, plus the clubhouse and the concrete path they put around at least one of the retention ponds. I think the other one, I don't think it's done yet, but...
Even with all the rain earlier, by the way, people, it did take the water. The plans that they had put together and be able to handle it. And again, it goes down Honey Creek because it's mm-hmm. part of the Honey Creek drainage basin.
Correct. So. It seems to have worked just fine with all the rain we've had. Obviously, engineers, that's what they do, right? They're planning these projects and they're putting the plans together. And then it comes to us and our engineer looks at it as well to make sure everything... is correct.
Okay, so we've kind of finished up. We got a little bit off of our goals there, mm-hmm. but goals for the new year. One of the main goals that came outside of the continuation of the nuisance abatements mm-hmm. and demolitions that'll be going on, Story Street, and you're going to barely be into this fiscal year when this is done. Fits well, and you got a great kind of Manats. They're geared up and ready to go.
Absolutely, and if you've been downtown, you know that it started this past Monday. They started out with the traffic control. This is one of the goals for fiscal year 25, and you're right, we did get a start on it. Something, obviously, that the elected officials felt needed to be done. It's a great project, and, we're spending, by the time it's over, it'll be over $1 million. Mm-hmm. With the infrastructure and the roads and some sidewalks and, you know, the taking out of some of those trees and what the Main Street Committee did as far as planting the younger, newer ones. Mm-hmm. We're spending about $100,000 on new street lights, so they'll all be replaced downtown. Yep. Everything will be new. So it should look really, really good when it's done. And last Friday, we put out a press release. It's out through eNotify folks as mm-hmm. well as on our website. And we're going to try to, there may not be changes each week, but if there is, we'll put something out on Friday at the end of the week for the following week. Sometimes it may be just refreshing it and saying, hey, as a reminder, because their schedule will go maybe 14 days, right, or 19, especially what they're doing now. So it's away in earnest, and we look forward to the project being done. Obviously, the goal is to get it done before puffer. But they'll, you know, again, what I've said all along, there'll be some inconveniences. There always are.
Sure.
Whenever you have a project, you're going to have some inconveniences, especially with the infrastructure work that we're doing and things like that.
See, that's the bigger part a lot of people don't realize. You are going to be doing a lot of once, well, trees going out, and some people had their thoughts on that one way or another. But the older trees, the bigger older trees, are in some of the areas where you're going to be doing work. They were going to be damaged if they were left.
Right.
That was just going to happen.
And those older, bigger trees were heaving the sidewalks, and so they were causing.
So you got some sidewalk stuff going on, too.
So there's some sidewalk fixing and things like that as well for this project that needed to be done, and I'm excited for it to continue and be good to look at when it's done. And I did notice when those trees were down, wow, did that open up Story Street in this 700 and 800 blocks, right? You could actually see, or what I noticed was the baskets of flowers that we have down that we put down there every year, right? You could actually see them better, and I thought it looked good even before all the work's done with because it opened up downtown.
One of the things the council decided was they felt this was a project that would show the state, especially with the Main Street application in now and the presentation coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Right.
The oral presentation has to be made. You could almost be, if you're almost done with this project, they'll be able to walk in there and say, and look at what the city's already done to help.
Exactly. So, and that was part of, you know, that's part of this, the information they put on the project. Main Street Committee's done a great job. They put that application together, which is a task. And it takes a lot of information, and I know they put in a lot of time. The city certainly appreciates that. And the application has been submitted. And as you stated, I think the second week in July, if I'm not mistaken, around the 11th,
I think that's it,
is the presentation in the afternoon down there to the Main Street Committee.
Well, Debbie Durham will see the work going on today.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yes.
It's part of it. One of the, I know some people will always say, well, you know, Story Street, what about the other streets? And I mean, we've talked about this in the past. Mm-hmm. I think you're up to maybe, at one time, maybe about 10, 12 years ago, you had 110 miles of paved streets.
Yes.
Now it's like closer to 125, mm-hmm. maybe. You've added some new ones on there. So, again, getting enough dollars to be able to do the work. And the one thing you've done is in the council, they could always bond for it.
Yes.
But then people are paying property taxes.
Yes.
For that. And you try to avoid that if you can.
Yes.
So far, you've been pretty fortunate. It takes a year or two to save up enough for some of it because the costs are not getting any less to resurface.
No, in fact, they're increasing. I think, though, I think we had four or five bidders on the downtown project, so I was pleased with the bids. I think they were competitive and fair, and I think we got a good price. So that's positive, obviously, because then if we're not spending as much, that gives us dollars somewhere else because we're not only repairing long stretches of roads, right? We try to do a project every year. Maybe it might be every two if we're saving for it, but it's also the smaller patching projects around intersections and fixing intakes and things like that. So with this downtown, or as you know, with South Marion and West Park, which we just did, we had that money in the bank through some different sources. Yep. And so we paid.
Get that?
We had the money to pay for that. Downtown project is some money that we took from LOST that, you know, we put $120,000 every year toward roads out of that fund each year. And with the ART money that we moved to the downtown project. So we haven't used any of our, I just call it the Des Moines money, you know, through SRPTA.
The money that comes
from SRPTA. So that's, we're banking that. We have that on account. We get money put in there every year. And so we're already looking at other roads. I know Waylon, when he updated the council.
First Street in the past.
First Street at Story Street all the way east, as well as Story Street and South Story Street that goes, I think, out to Park, I think was where it stopped on the south side. That needs mill and overlaid as well. So we'll look at those and decide which one we're going to do. So we are looking at other streets, always. It's talked about all the time. We try to get a plan every year for, you know, for the capital improvement program, and we'll hone in. We'll get some of this done that we've started, but we'll hone in on the next project, and Waylon will discuss that with the elected officials and see if they want to move forward with it.
There's always
so some. It's constant. Yeah. Every year, we're talking about it all the time. We know there are streets that need to be repaired. Unfortunately, as in every city, there's only so many dollars. Yep. that we have, you know, that we can do. But we've made some good improvements, plus added some concrete, you know, the South Marion West Park. Yep. Gravel for, obviously, since it, right, yeah, ever.
It's been
so
a long time.
It was good. And what we're seeing now with we're paving that, we're going to have some development opportunities, sure, out there. Not only Kate's Landing out there, but there will be some other development opportunities out there.
We've already had a property owner, yeah, on the south side annex into the city for future development. By, yes, annexing, he can access city services.
Exactly right. And I certainly think that land there is going to be developed. I don't have anything to put out, mm-hmm, now, but coming up, we'll have something in the future. I'm really confident about that.
Well, before we run out of time, other highlights, other things you need to remind folks about, I think.
One thing, City Hall, we discussed with elected officials, as you know, July 4th on, mm-hmm, Thursday, and most of the activities are at night. And so we talked about maybe closing City Hall for July 5th to allow our employees some time with their families, make it a four-day week. And there probably wouldn't have been a lot going on July 5th anyway. Obviously, police, fire, they're still working. Public Works will have people on call if something happens, but the administrative offices at the PD, as well as the City Hall, and I think Jamie at the library is following suit. I think
they'll be closed as
well. So
and
just a chance for employees Saturday to enjoy the holiday with their families, yeah, right?
The library is going to be the Thursday and Friday, but they will be there.
They'll
on
probably
the
be there Saturday.
The 6th,
yes,
so.
Yes.
Again, it's one of the things they do. That'll be going on. Fireworks. I know the chief had put out a notice again about fireworks.
Yes.
And again, we do. Boone does have a set time on the 4th or 3rd and the 4th for use of fireworks. They do ask
We ask citizens to please follow the ordinance and the rules. Be mindful of your neighbors. Be mindful of people that may have pets that they have concerns about their pets, and it's just a good time to be a good neighbor. I guess I'll leave it at that.
And then we do have the 4th of July fireworks. That'll be
right
on the south side of town, a contracted show that will go on that Thursday evening on,
yes,
the 4th of July.
So. Yes.
And the band will have their patriotic concert that afternoon at Herman Park.
Right.
So that'll be going on.
Right.
VFW will be over there. Wanted to ask you about, we had touched on just demolition, things, mm-hmm, like that, working closely with the Boone Veterans Center. Wanted to ask that real quick because people,
yeah,
might be wondering what's going to happen there.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up. So I think that's moving forward. I had a phone call with them yesterday. They're moving forward, working on the demo bids. They want to make sure they have money in the bank to pay for it. As you know, the city elected officials, because it's such an important project, agreed to work with them on the cost of the demo, so we'll be participating in those costs. City's not doing the demo,
mm-hmm,
but we're participating, once the project's done, in some costs back to them to help them with that demo. And so that building is on Honey Creek, and getting that off of Honey Creek is a definite benefit for the city of Boone. It's certainly justified why we're helping them, and it's just a great project.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am too. That actually is one of my favorite projects. I think that's a really good project. It's for our veterans. It's going to be open to all citizens. I'm really excited about that.
Did anybody, I'm going to ask quickly, wonder about the waterworks and the plant and everything with flooding on the river going on?
Yeah.
Just throwing this one in here.
Yeah, no, we actually are monitoring the water, obviously. I had conversations with U.S. Water over the weekend about what was coming this, mm-hmm, week. I was down at the water plant yesterday with Waylon and Dave Moore from U.S. Water. We were looking at it. We don't think there's going to be any issues with the pumping station. I think that the boat ramp is going to be overtaken, obviously, and it already had when we, mm-hmm, were down there yesterday looking at it. I'll check back with Dave at the water plant when I get back to the office this morning and look at it. And we are prepared if we need to take action to do sandbags mm-hmm. down at the pumping station. We think that we're going to be okay. Last I heard, the crest in Stratford was 24.7.
And it dropped down to under 24
now. Great news. Yep. If it's down under 24, where you drive down there in the boat ramp where the flag is and everything, if it reaches that point, I think Dave told me it was about 28 feet. So we still have an additional, we think we're at 30 some feet for the pumping station. Yeah. So we think we're going to be fine. But again, we have sand in place. We have bags. If we need to start sandbagging, we certainly will.
All right. Appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bill Scare, Boone City Administrator, our guest on our program today.